I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. At the State of the City address yesterday, Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers spoke on economic progress, infrastructure improvements, and the history of the city. Early in the address, Suthers was interrupted by demonstrators seemingly planted in the crowd, calling for justice for Devon Bailey and repercussions for the officers involved in his death. Bailey was shot and killed by police last month. Suthers stayed to his prepared remarks despite the interruptions, highlighting the city's commitment to increasing public safety.
We are in the process of hiring 120 new police officers and 36 new firefighters, and will complete that task by 2022.
Following a standing ovation, Suthers said the new officers and patrol would be used to reduce response times and improve traffic safety. The mayor also spoke on the booming economy, which has resulted in skyrocketing home prices locally. He said the city is completing a comprehensive affordable housing plan with a goal of adding an average of 1,000 affordable units per year. A third Democrat is bowing out of Colorado's crowded Democratic Senate primary after John Hickenlooper entered the race. Former diplomat Dan Baer announced he was dropping out and endorsing Hickenlooper. He was one of the three top fundraisers among the dozen Democrats competing for the right to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner next year. Now all three have left the race to make way for former Governor Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper was initially the top choice of Senate Democrats. He chose instead to run for the White House. He dropped that effort in August for a Senate campaign. 91.5 KRCC News.